Here's a thought I'm titling, When a Group Ceases to be a Group. Those of you who have been listening to my podcasts and following everything here at Lenswork know what a fan I am of groups of images, multi-image projects, because I think they have the ability to communicate more subtlety, more completely, and just plain more about whatever it is we want to say in our photograph than a single image can do. Not always, but oftentimes that's the case. When I make a single image, it tends to say, I was here, this is what I saw, this is how neat the subject is, that kind of thing. Maybe that says more about me and single images than it does about the concept of single images. But when I put together a group, a very interesting thing happens that I've observed for years, and that is the viewers, when presented with a group, will do their very best to try to connect all the images into a unified idea, a unified thought. They'll do the job of trying to make it a group because we presented it as a group. And so there are threads and connections in the interstices between the images that people build in their mind's eye, in their response to the project, that turn it into a group. Curiously enough, that means we don't have to do all of that work ourselves. We probably do because we edit and select and sequence and all of that. But there's no question that I see viewers are more willing to work at turning a group of images into a group than you might guess. In other words, when we say this is a group, viewers will tend to believe us and search for the connections that turn those images into a group. But, and this is what I really want to get across in today's thought, there is a limit to how far they're willing to go to try to coalesce a group of images into a project. There are limits. And some of that depends on the medium. If you give someone a book that has 150 images in it, they might see it as a group because the book itself defines the group. But it's really difficult for someone to absorb 150 images, so they'll break it up, and we need to break it up into chapters and etc. So the more images there are, the harder it is to maintain the viewer's connection with the group. The way I tend to think of it is we're simply asking the viewer to put too much effort into sustaining the idea that this is a group, and so eventually they drift off. It's an attention deficit sort of scenario. But at the other end of the scale, and let me just use this as an example, show three images and call them a group, and the viewer will, no question, try to connect them. What defines this as a group? How do the three images say something that maybe any one of the three might not do on its own? I wish I could tell you I had pre-thought this out, and it was one of the reasons why I created the idea of seeing in sixes, but I didn't. I created the idea of seeing in sixes because I thought it might be a fun way to put together a group, and six images were chosen because they fit on three two-page spreads in a book. So it wasn't a psychological analysis that said six is the right number. It was a publishing analysis that said, let's try six. But one of the things I've observed since we first did Seeing in Sixes way back when is that it seems to be a pretty sweet number. Most people will stick with you if you present six images and say this is a group, give it a title or some other way to combine them so that they're seen together. Less than six is great. More than six, eventually you get into trouble, and people start saying, wait a minute, this is asking too much, or this is becoming repetitious, or, you know, enough is enough. Somewhere between 5 and 10 images appears to be the real sweet spot. It's enough to make a group. 2 images don't make a group. 3 images do. 5 do. 10, you can start stretching a little bit. But there is a sweet spot in there that appears to work really well when you're putting together a group of images because the viewer is willing to go along with us in trying to see that body of work as a group and connect them in ways that we hope they do. A couple of images, that's not a group. 15 or 20 images, that definitely starts to tax people. more than 20, I think a group stops being a group. And all of this doesn't say anything about what we've photographed or how we might want to express it, but rather on the attention span and the way people these days are being trained, either by social media or some other method of presentation. They're being trained to grasp things quickly. And the sweet spot of grasping quickly is somewhere between 3 and 10, 12 at the most, and probably worth thinking about really seriously if you're contemplating a project that's larger than that.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.